Is that Dad's razor?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
What?
You don't have permission to take his property that belongs to all of us and use it for yourself as if it's yours. Jack agrees with that, right, Jack? Plus, Dad would have hated it.
Why?
That's my opinion. I know him well.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, I don't mean it to be. I just don't want you to get the feeling that you're better friends with him than we are, or something weird like that. And also, you can't leave your wife just because she's pregnant. Jack agrees with that too, right, Jack?
Stop including me.
I was his favorite. He told me that with blood all over him, laying in the street right before he died.
How is that supposed to make us feel?
I want my passport back.
Francis?
Yeah?
Here's your bell.
When they poured across the border, I was cautioned to surrender. This I could not do. I took my gun and vanished. I have changed my name so often.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And this is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
Still Damien.
Douglas.
Shut the fuck up, guys. We're doing a podcast.
Hi guys, it's Douglas.
Still they're Damien. Listening. Stop it.
Stop. All right, this joke is gone so far.
<Who's this? laughs>
So, guys, we're back. We're back from that hit show that you know us from,
uh-huh.
The Unnamed Movie Podcast.
Yep.
Right? We know how to do this podcasting thing. We've done it for years.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. The second part of that statement is factual. We've done this for years.
We know how to do this thing. Up for the bit.
Yeah. That's highly doubtful.
Yeah. I am on this podcast and I'm skeptical.
However, one thing we do know for a fact. Mm-hmm. Douglas, he likes weird movies.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
He attaches himself to weird directors for no reason other than they're weird. And he's brought us one of those directors, mm-hmm. for the sake of bringing weirdness back into the conversation.
David Fincher presents.
If only. He brings us to the world of the Wilder People as we discuss Taika Waititi's latest effort, Hunt for the Wilder People.
This. I knew there's a reason I wanted to watch this movie.
This is Ricky Baker. Apparently he's a real bad egg. We're talking disobedience, stealing, spitting, running away, throwing rocks, kicking stuff, loitering, and graffiti.
There's no one else who wants you, okay?
That's my husband, Hector. You hungry? That's a silly question, isn't it? Look at you.
I remember the name. I remember you guys talking about this. One of you, probably Douglas, talking about this movie. And I'm like, that sounds dumb. And then, he directed it. And I went, oh, yeah.
I don't know why I had the feeling, and I know I share this with Andrew, mm-hmm. that you did not like Taika Waititi.
Not the biggest fan, but you love him.
Yes, I do.
Because he's weird.
Yes, he
and
is.
And so, yeah.
I did a quick check after this movie and realized I have actually seen every single one of his movies. And even the first two movies, I didn't really like them. But it's a kind of not like where you say, okay, don't like this movie, but he shows potential. And so I kept on it. So, and actually, I wonder to myself, is it that they weren't that great, or is it that I just wasn't there yet mentally to deal with the craziness that is Taika.
So I definitely, a few years.
Yeah, I definitely want to rewatch Boy and
Eagle vs. Shark.
Yeah, Eagle vs. Shark. Yeah, yeah.
So Douglas, tell us about this movie.
Oh, this movie. This movie is about wilder beasts who transmorphogate into people,
mm-hmm.
and get hunted down.
Transmorphogate.
Yes.
Yep.
Actually, that would have been a great movie. Mm. But no, that's not what this movie is about.
Would it have been a great movie?
Especially if Lars directed it. That would have been perfect.
Listen, you can't just throw out Lars' name whenever you want to save some dumb idea.
I think he doesn't know. He just throws that name out there. Mm.
If Lars made Thor, then Thor would have been good.
Let's not trouble Thor.
If Lars made Thor, at least everybody would have been in pain. So they would have shared my pain while I watched it.
Well, he's doing Thor next, so get ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this movie is about a child, a problem child, who is prone to spitting and biting
and graffiti loitering.
Oh Jesus. And he gets adopted by this couple. Really more the wife. So the wife is a driving force behind this adoption, and she's clearly those "I'm going to fix the strays" kind of person. Certain things happen. There are a couple of events that, you know, kind of shape the situation around him while he's in the house, and he ends up kind of going off on a walkabout, let's call it, with his foster father. I don't know exactly what you would call that. His uncle, sure, yeah. And they, for some reason, end up having to run away from the police. And this movie is about them hiding in the bush, running from police for months. And it is the funniest, sweetest, just most ridiculous movie I have seen in a long time. And that's the thing about Taika Waititi. And you can see it in all of his movies, and as it develops, just his sense of humor is imbued. It's all over everything that he does. Damien, as you said, it's not a normal sense of humor. It's a weird ass sense of humor. But you can see from movie to movie, it gets more polished, or rather the presentation, the end product of what he puts together is more polished. And now, so even just when I refer to that joke, just the way that everybody talks in this movie, everybody almost, or most people in this movie, almost seem just super dumb, but in a wonderful way. And it's just this you get the funniness of just dumb people, you get the heartstrings of this bonding between uncle and
son,
sure, uncle and son, and you have
not uncle and nephew.
I mean,
he's the son.
Yeah, he's the son.
And he's definitely son.
And you have some real emotional Lord of the Rings moments in New Zealand. So it's.
I knew I liked this movie for another reason. Lord of the Rings.
It's Lord of the Rings.
It literally is.
And they call it out at one stage. It's so good. This movie is so good. Yeah. And I don't even know how. I don't know how to talk about this movie without just saying it's the greatest movie ever 100 times over. There is nothing else. Just, people need to watch this movie so hard.
So
quick.
Mm-hmm. This movie.
Uh-huh.
Right?
I love how I'm just trying to pretend like you don't like this movie. When there is no way.
There's no way.
No way.
There's no way. So,
there's no human
if Damien Taika Hater came here.
Listen, like, this movie is so good. It's made me retroactively look back at his movies and go, oh no, Douglas is right. I do hate this man. But this movie, it's too good.
It's too good.
So, Taika Waititi decided one morning, he woke up and he needed a movie and decided to rip off Moonrise Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It's still goddamn funny as hell. Actually, no. Like, the one thing I really like about this movie, and unlike you, I haven't seen all of Taika's films. I've only seen the last one, Shadows.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Which I quite liked a lot.
I really liked that movie. Yeah.
But one of the things from that movie that this movie didn't have, which I think helped a lot, was that the comedy in What We Do in the Shadows, on occasion, it's not so much that it's weird or awkward, it's that it felt intentional. Where there were the characters in there wanted to make the other character laugh, right? He wanted to make it. In this movie, all of the comedy doesn't come from Sam Neill or the child wanting to make the other one laugh. It came out of just straight, sincere oddness.
Yeah, it's kind of like Fargo in that way. I watch Fargo and I literally, there are times when I watch it with Andrew and I'll turn to him and I'll say, Andrew, these people really talk like this? Like, because just the way that they talk is funny to me in that movie. And as you say, it's really just an affectation that whether or not they actually do this in real life is a part of the characters. And it's just how they are. It's what they do, you know? And that is in itself just hilarious.
Yeah. They can't be this naive. It's impossible. Yeah. They couldn't still be alive.
Especially in the bush.
Yeah.
and then the next thing which got me even more was how much I felt Taika Waititi trying to impersonate Wes Anderson. Because, I mean, as I said, I've only seen the one other movie.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the things that he puts in here feels very Wes Anderson-y. Even when you see things like them killing the pig, right? You see the shot of like the knife down and then up and like the way it is, it's
and
like
the chapterizations, right? And
like so much of it just felt like a Wes Anderson movie. That all you needed was for Owen Wilson to pop up out of nowhere.
No, we don't need
and it would have been a full blown.
And the soundtrack was pretty good.
It really was.
Yeah.
like it's a great movie, right? And I love it, but damn, it makes me want to watch Moonrise Kingdom again, which I haven't watched for a while now.
Because you're a terrible person.
I don't think I've watched it since we spoke about it on this podcast.
Yeah, there's so much better movies you guys can watch. Like, Nothing? What are you doing with your lives?
We went to TIFF.
Stop watching shitty movies. Yeah, you could have stayed home and watched Moonrise Kingdom.
No,
I've been better off.
I watched Headshot. I'm good.
Is it better than Moonrise Kingdom?
Yes.
I don't know if I'd go that far for Headshots. Don't know if I'd go that far. Damien.
Alright.
Do you want to go to the New Zealand bush?
Absolutely not. I don't play in bush. There's no reception out there. Let's be serious. There's a movie that I love and watch a lot, but I do not talk about this podcast. Because there's never any real reason
to
talk about
it. Don't tell anyone, people. It's a secret.
No, it's not a secret. Son of Rambo is
I love that movie.
Incredible movie. But to talk about it is just to go, guys, you need to watch it.
have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
You guys have to see it. It is the greatest movie. And you just come off like a lunatic. This movie is the first movie that has put Son of Rambo on notice. Like, I absolutely 1,000,000% adore this movie. I adore how it starts with, like, I adore the aunt, and like when the movie starts, you're like, she's a crazy person, isn't she? And then you quickly realize, no, she's just excited for this lunatic.
Damn,
and then he
that
runs away.
She wears is perfect.
Yeah. Oh, no, the first morning when he runs away, yes, and she's just sitting there.
Yeah, you got all of 200 meters.
Like, I love this woman immediately. Like, everything about her opening, you just went, no, all of that. I've thrown away all of that. She's perfect. And
you can call him uncle.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. Right. And then he said,
by the way, while they were in the bush, I kept waiting for Sam Neill to say something along the lines of, I've seen dinosaurs. just take me back to the velociraptors. They're easier to deal with than this boy. Or some shit like that.
He keeps having trouble with children following
and
me
then
around.
The payoff for the child services agent right at the end.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Social services.
Right. Like,
Tilda Swinton played that.
She is so...
I'm saying she was the Terminator before.
That's pretty good. Like, her comeuppance at the end by a guy who is, like, he's literally only there for comic relief. Right? And, like, at the end of the movie, like, this movie, it is, like, it is perfect. It is crazy how good this movie is. Like the movies for me fall into like two categories. Like movies that I'll watch all the time. There are the action movies that I can, like, I'll just skip to the action bits and just go, all right, yeah. I know what I want out of this movie. I don't need to watch a full movie. I know what is
just the kung fu.
I just need to watch a man bite another man's hand as he stabs him in the heart. That is what I need. Thank you, Man from Nowhere, by the way.
That movie's so bad.
It's fuck off. And die. The movie's spectacular. But then there are movies that are like that bring out the child in me. It's just straight fun and I'm like grinning like ear to ear the entire time, looking like a crazy person. And those movies are like Lion King, Son of Rambo, and all this. Like, I'll be watching this movie. Like, I watched this movie. I spoke to you Friday.
You were asking me, have right. I watched it?
So, between Friday and our 2 days off per hurricane, I've seen this movie 3 times. I watched it again today at work. No, I didn't watch it at work. I was working at where I don't watch movies. Definitely don't.
So, for all of the people from Damon's office listening, he was not watching movies.
They would have been over because they saw me smile and skin my teeth all day today because that movie is...
I thought you said you don't watch movies at work.
I don't. I never do that. I'm busy. This movie is a... Like, it is beautiful to look at because it is Lord of the Rings. I didn't piece that together at the time. But of course, all the wide shots are perfect because...
It's New Zealand.
It's Lord of the Rings. And
did you just rename that country to Lord of the Rings?
It's Lord of, they should just put that on the flag.
like when you land, right, you just say welcome to Lord of the Rings.
No, and would it be like, you know, Hawaii, when you land you get what's it called, the thing,
the flower thing, yeah.
Every so whenever you land in New Zealand, you get a ring.
Yeah, there's no, you get hobbit feet.
No, you want the ring because it's so dope. It doesn't have to be a good ring. The shittiest ring they can make, spray painted gold. Mm-hmm. Have the stupid writing on it, like the wrong writing.
Or Gandalf,
it isn't even writing. Yeah, you just see a guy in the back with a knife. Just...
Sure.
F you. Here's a ring. It says F you on it. Yeah. It does.
It's elven.
It does. It means go. Leave my country, jackass. There's no part of this movie that I did not adore. I enjoy the soundtrack. I enjoy the script, even though Andrew points out it's basically Moonrise Kingdom. But I actually like this movie more than Moonrise Kingdom. I think it's a better, more successful movie because Moonrise clearly is a joke the entire time. This movie, it, like, you see the joke, but the movie isn't. Like, it's not just one big joke. They're telling a story. Just every step of the way happens to be the funniest thing that could have happened, always happens. Even in points where there's tragedy, it's still funny all of the time. And, like, the kid is perfect. The uncle, like, every...
I love
they
those...
They made no mistakes in this movie.
I love those three guys that just keep appearing.
There's, those hunters. Like, Bushman, when he appeared, I'm like, are they jumping the shark? No, they're not. No, they're not. Bushman is perfect. Bushman was hilarious. That's
Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby. I couldn't believe it. That was awesome. I'm actually upset because I now feel the need to watch Thor.
Yes.
Well, but I was going to watch it anyway. Here's my problem with this and with, well, not this, because I knew about him from before and liked him before, but with them putting him as director of that movie. Before, I was going to watch it, but knew what I was in for, mm-hmm. and was ready to brace myself for 5 hours of just pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've given me a reason to think that maybe it could be good. And it's just going to break me down again.
Exactly, right. Yeah. That is, like, you'd prefer to go in going, this is shit, and then you walk out. Yeah.
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 Instead of going in, I think there's a chance, and then come out, no.
You know, who's really funny? Thor is really funny.
He is.
Yeah.
But you know what's not really funny?
The Marvel
Thor
Universe.
Is not really funny.
The Marvel Universe is not funny.
Language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one joke, word.
Yeah. I have to say, though, like, there has been a lot of internet chatter about how good this movie is. At no point did I think it could be this good.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is just...
Like, some people have recommended this movie to me hard
mm-hmm.
and been like, Andrew, this is your movie. Mm-hmm. Watch this now. I was like, sure.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. I'll watch it
eventually.
And I was
kind of like that. And to be honest with you... Even me picking the movie, I just said, well, I kind of wanted to watch it for a while. Sure, why not? It wasn't, there was no dire need for me to watch this
movie. I knew it was between
movie.
This and Swiss Army Man for you.
Maybe. I really do want to watch like, Swiss Army Man, but...
I cannot, much like last year, I cannot see a movie being better than this for this year.
Yeah.
I think this, so like
this is last year's Bone Tomahawk.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. This is last year's Fury Road.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
This is, like, nothing will come close.
I'm sorry, the thing is, Fury Road in my head was, like, a bigger advertising mm-hmm. where we expected it.
Oh, yeah.
Bone Tomahawk was, like,
then
out
fine,
of nowhere.
Yeah. Then, yeah, this is last year's Bone Tomahawk. It was like, this looks dumb, and then you watch it, and you're like, Jesus Christ, this movie's good.
We had to come on here, and you'd be like, what's a Bone Tomahawk, Andrew?
And goes, Damien, you need to watch this. And oh, you guys are idiots.
Douglas is like, what's a tomahawk?
Mm-hmm.
It is a hawk
mm-hmm.
whose name is Tom.
Mm-hmm. It's a Street Fighter character.
You beat me to it.
It's actually Mortal Kombat, but that's fine.
No, it was Street Fighter.
I know. Well aware.
Damn it. Oh, you people.
Idiots.
You people.
This movie.
Video games.
This movie is perfect. It's getting at. When I buy this Blu-ray and I put it into XBMC, and we'll continue to call it XBMC because Cody is a stupid name. I will edit the score from 8.1 or whatever it is here to 10. It will be that.
You are not my friend. I cannot pretend that you are. You made it stay.
Sit beside Rambo.
Have you seen that? I think it might just be Europe, but generally, people are trying to make Cody boxes illegal.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because
I saw that news.
You can install things, yes, what
because
steal
they're,
things
because they're
from
too
Cody.
Awesome. Yeah,
that's strange. I wonder why
have
they
always
don't.
Been trying to do that
no,
for
but
stuff.
I wonder no. why they don't say let's ban computers because BitTorrent is an add-on for Windows.
Because you can use computers to do real things.
Oh, Douglas. You mean like Cody?
No, you can't use
you
Cody.
Can't
Cody.
Use Cody
you can't
to do
use Cody to do real
things. What do you mean you can't
that
use Cody to do
real
things?
That's a toy
Douglas,
for Lutus.
Don't you remember the time the music industry wanted to ban the production of CD burners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. MP3 players for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then all of that shit broke, yeah.
They've always done this shit.
Mm-hmm. I know,
and it will
yeah,
fail
crazy.
Because they'll go, that is a computer, sir. We cannot ban computers.
Cody doesn't do anything illegal. Mm-hmm. No, people.
Yeah, on Cody, exactly. You know,
do
that's how
illegal
that
things with Cody.
Listen, guys.
And oh boy, there is a dark rabbit hole of
oh, yeah,
what
I've,
Cody can do.
I've gone down that rabbit hole and it is scary.
Yes.
If you're willing to put in the time, Cody can take you some dark, dark places. There's people out there They're not add-ons that Cody suggests that you use, but you can go to some repositories and see some things.
Mm-hmm.
This seems super illegal. computers.
Yes.
This movie is perfect.
That made me sad, though. This movie is perfect.
I can't find any fault with this movie. It ends. That is the one fault. At the end at some point.
It doesn't and even have the an ending automatic is fantastic. Replay button. Right. I mean, what's wrong with it?
There's no Daft Punk in there, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Can we Daft points for that? There's a shootout. No, I was going to say there's no big shootout.
There is a big shootout.
Spectacular. And it's perfect.
Just he's like a molesterer.
He molestered me.
When they said he was 13, I went, thank you, movie. So, no, the dumbest this movie's great. It's too... And the next dog I have, I'm definitely calling Tupac. I don't care what anybody says. My next dog is Tupac, 100%.
Are you going to have a biggie?
No, Zig and Zag. Still not a biggie fan, I tried. I keep trying to like him more. I really do. I don't say the dumb shit I used to say about him, that he puts me to sleep because he doesn't anymore. It was just weird and dumb one time.
I remember but that I you don't, used to say that shit.
But I still don't. I'm not. Like, there's songs that I like, but I wouldn't say I'm a Biggie fan.
Kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
Like, no, now. I like a lot of his music, but... Like, the reverence that people have for Tupac, I don't see how they made it to... But in fairness, I started listening to DMX before both of them, so I guess... Like, once you hear someone commit war crimes on on cassette, yeah. Anything after this. I don't know how DMX wasn't taken to prison for singing some of the things he sang on those albums. But turns out karma is real and he's been to prison 19,000 times since. Because he's an idiot.
I don't think that's karma. That's idiocy in the work.
He's a rich idiot and that's what's supposed to happen.
Anyways. Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
What do you have for the class?
Super Troopers.
I talked about Cody. I don't know. I mean, I didn't talk.
You didn't talk.
Let's see. I watched a trailer today and yesterday and the day before. And I love it so much.
Is the trailer you showed me today?
Oh, yes, it is. For some reason, Jordan Peele has decided I'm going to make a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
He describes it as a thriller.
That he promises isn't a joke.
I don't know if he promised. I don't know if he can make that promise. Because I saw that trailer and I was laughing quite a few times. Speaking of
joke movies, that movie about the last man on earth and the women running him out.
Oh, yeah.
Is that out?
Probably. I don't know.
Women running.
Yeah, there's a movie.
Oh, wait. No, the documentary.
The fake documentary about being the last man. You know,
I haven't even checked to see if that's...
I need to watch a movie.
Find that movie and see if it's so good. See when it's coming out.
What was it called again? Don't No Men Allowed.
Yeah, No Men Allowed. Like No Men Allowed. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And it's the trailer is perfect.
Yes,
much like this trailer.
Much like this trailer. This trailer is perfect. Well, you claimed it was too long.
They did. Like, I got it. Mm-hmm. A minute in. I don't like when they show too much in the trailer.
You get it, but you know what? The thing about that trailer, and well, to be fair, right, I was about to compare it to John Wick's trailer, but John Wick's trailer was much better.
Yes.
Because it showed you the first 15 minutes and then kind of just started. It said, there will be action, and then that's it. But this trailer did go a little bit further. But I really like this trailer. And this trailer, again, you know, it brings up things about the horror genre. So, you and I know I am much less militant than you are about it, but you and I have our issues with horror as a general thing, right? And I've noticed that lately I've tried to transcend that.
I got you to watch a horror movie the other day.
Yes, you did.
And it
and
was
actually,
a terrible mistake.
I actually want to watch more horror movies. For instance, Matt Do Price you. Has his podcast that is like 2 years old or however long it is. And I'm seriously going to try and watch all of those movies. And
watch Wreck. And Wreck 2.
I did see Wreck.
And was and you
it was horrible. But it was the
Wait,
remake.
Wait, hold on. Are you... Okay, never mind.
But... And... When I went to TIFF this year with Andrew, I did all of the Midnight Madness movies, except for one because I was sick. But I did all of them. And I would say that it was a more positive than negative experience. And I really want to try and go down that rabbit hole again. And I feel like I wonder if it just has to do with the type of horror that you put in front of you. For instance, horror movies like You're Next, that is very action-based. Horror movies like even the Evil Dead movies, which are... Well, clearly, let's take out the third one, because that's just a straight-up comedy. That's not a horror movie. But the first two, as far as I'm concerned, those have some serious comedic moments. And I feel like this movie in particular, the Get Out by Jordan Peele, looks like that. It may simply be me imposing that view on this trailer because his name is Jordan Peele. But this looks like it has a comedic kind of... It has that timing where half of you... I don't say scared because who gets scared in these things?
Children.
Half of you is looking at it as a horror thing and half of you is looking at it as a comedic thing with the timing and it just works out. And I don't know. I wonder... We need to give this a chance.
No, I'm going to watch it because his name is attached to it. Like, I will watch horror movies. Especially if people come and they're like, Damien, it's like, it's in the horror genre, but let's be serious. This is a action movie with horror movie trappings. Or this is a comedy. Or it subverts all of the horror trappings. Like, Trick or Treat, you guys are like, sure, it's in horror genre, but Damien.
There is a Brian Cox in there.
Right. Or
oh, that one was good.
You're
no,
Next.
No, you didn't
or
like
The Guest. Like, The Guest should technically be a horror movie because it has
you
a lot
so?
Of the trapping.
I don't think so.
That is what...
I
when
think
you,
it's a thriller.
When you import it horror, into horror. XBMC, it says horror.
Oh, really?
Attach in.
Well,
you people
I mean,
are lunatic.
People
yeah,
told me.
Creepy.
People told me that... what's the Park Chan-wook movie again? The English one.
Oh,
Stoker.
That Stoker is a horror movie.
Yeah, people say that too. And
that
people are crazy.
She's
scary.
Yeah.
When you think about
I
it,
I mean,
really.
Yeah, she is the worst, but I don't care. I want. So, it is when they take go serious. That is where it all collapses. Right? If you're not doing a Cabin in the Woods where, like, all right, listen, we have, like, rules and mechanisms and you'll see all the ghosts underneath the thing and it's bringing an end to the world while laughing all the way. Then once you're like the Babadook, you guys thoroughly enjoyed that train wreck and so did the rest of the world as it turns out. And I sat there going...
You sat on the outside.
Just went, you people are lunatics. It's a book and a child and a thing in the dark. Like, what? No.
Sorry, let me ask you, Douglas. What did you think of The Conjuring 2 that you watched?
Jesus Christ.
Like, you've now seen both of them.
Yeah, I have.
Right?
I don't remember the first one that much. I remember
so
thinking
that
it was
good.
Great.
That good.
The second one that we just watched was fine.
You should cringe as you say words. You're not on trial.
It was,
not a poker
it
game.
It was okay.
It was fine.
It wasn't special, which is sad, right? I want all of these horror movies that I watch, all of these new... I feel like I'm entering into a new phase of movie watching, and it doesn't do that justice, especially when I can just turn on my television, change it to FX, and watch American Horror Story.
Which I also don't
watch. By the way, oh my goodness, I'm catching up with the last season, the hotel season. I watched the first two or three episodes. Whew, it's good.
Have you jumped out of your seat? Just
no, but I don't do that.
So like the invitation That is a movie that I thoroughly enjoy.
That movie was...
But that's not a horror movie.
Dumb. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a horror movie.
But I still enjoyed it.
I think if you put it into Cody, it says horror.
Yeah, it definitely does. I like this movie. It's so crazy.
I think the thing about it is that all of these movies that the world will write the word horror under, mm-hmm. that we say, yeah, we like those, right? We don't think of the horror part as the part we like.
I guess.
Right? We think of all the other elements. Right. So, you think of Cabin in the Woods, we think of the comedy. You think of Your Next, we think of the action.
Yeah.
You think of The Invitation, we think of the thriller. Right? We don't think of the horror part. Is there any movie which is like an out-and-out horror movie in your mind, the way you view it?
Tremors. Jurassic Park.
Shaun of the Dead.
Child's Play.
Child's Play.
Gremlins.
Holy shit, Child's Play.
How about Gremlins? Hey, guys, Gremlins. No, I don't like horror movies. I mean, is Predator a horror movie?
It is a scary monster.
Aliens a horror movie?
That is a scary monster.
I'm pretty sure both those.
You say aliens, you mean the first one?
Both.
The good two. I think the first one counts as a horror movie.
Yeah. Alright, then yeah. And that's like a good movie. Horror movie. Yeah, okay, yeah. I like one.
But you don't think of it as a horror movie. No. Therein lies what I'm getting at.
No.
Right.
Alright, The Thing. That's a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
That has to be.
Yeah.
Alright, then I like one horror movie. The Thing. I like The Thing. Because you can't watch movies and not like The Thing. That's crazy. Movie's so good. And people said Jaws is a horror movie.
Some people do.
Because they're crazy. They're crazy because there's a monster.
Here's the deal. And I think this is something that people get wrong, right? Yes, internet, I'm telling you, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, this is always going to go
well. I know, right?
They're listening attentively.
DJR lost his name.
So I think people confuse tension with horror. Right?
No, if people are afraid, then it's horror. I'm afraid.
So this must be horrifying. Let me start here before you go any further. You tell me what is horror to you.
Well, I'm not going to define it because I can't define it. I think it needs to be a little bit more than not knowing what's about to happen and have music cue you to think that it's going to be something nasty. Right? That, exactly. That alone is not horror for me.
It's horrifying for me.
This is all subjective, so who cares? But
No, you can't say the internet is wrong and then flee back to subjective. You can't, no. You have to be steadfast. That is
when I'm joking. And now I realize, hold on, somebody might take me serious.
But more importantly, I'm going to edit this part out.
And email it to the internet. At the internet.
At the internet. Email at the internet.com.
All right, so this is an interesting segue. So one of the things I wanted to talk about, and I know you guys are going to groan and moan and be angry at this, but I watched the third installment of The Purge last week.
yes he did. Oh boy,
and is it awesome? Like the first two?
Hold on, I'm getting somewhere. All right, first, you guys know I really liked the first one. The second one I did not like. Right, I thought it was bad. This one is kind of a bad movie. But I feel like it has its focus in the right place. And it's not just the word election, right? I'm not going to go down that road, right? One of the things that I think of horror movies, right? If I was to attempt to define what a horror movie is to me, right? A horror movie to me is someone finding a way to express a fear, right? Or a way that they perceive the world as scary. So I think one of the easy ways to look at it is through monster movies, right?
So monsters, zombies, incorporated, also.
Right? zombies, vampires, all those kind of things, right? So, like, for example, zombies, one of the ways that I've always found it interesting to look at zombie stories and movies is not so much a world of things trying to eat you or whatever, but a world of people who have all decided, yeah, we're just going to be dumb people, right? Mm-hmm. So that movie I actually didn't like, from a few years back, the zombie romantic comedy movie that
damn it. I know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one with that guy.
Yeah.
And the girl.
Yeah. About a boy I think he was from, right?
Mm-hmm. So, one of the things I loved about the movie was the way that movie ended, right? Because...
Nicholas Holt. Is that him?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was in Fury Road.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
The way that movie ended, which made it definitive that what the guy was trying to say, or at least what I thought he was trying to say...
Warm Bodies. Is that
the name of the movie? Yes, that is the name of the movie. Yeah. Was basically that the people that are zombies of this world are all of us on our cell phones for 20 hours a day, just ignoring the world. We have created this silo. And no, this is just a completely interpretive thing about the world, and it could be anything you've decided is something that society has made up a decision on as a whole, and you are the outsider standing out looking on them mm-hmm. going like, no, you're all fucking wrong, you're all sheep,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what zombie movies are to me at this point. I still like the action and the blood and the guts part, but like as a concept, that's what I see, and that's what I see when I look at all of these other monster movies and all of these horror movies. So like now that I'm looking at The Purge election year, what I liked about The Purge, the concept of The Purge, wasn't just the claustrophobic siege horror movie where people are coming to kill you in your home, but just the idea of them going like, yeah, we're going to murder people for one night a year. And basically what this guy is saying about the way he views the world, right? Saying that inherently we have this violence in us, and this is the way that we show that this is inside of us, right? Because now I'm creating a world where this is plausible, where people, no matter how much you bitch and moan about the Purge for 364 days of the year, that one day you're out there with your guns and your knives, and you're murdering, you're robbing, you're raping, you're doing all these things, right? And it gets brutal, and just, even if the movie itself, like, as you're watching events happen, might not be that engaging to you, for some reason, as that concept just enters my mind, and I think about it more and more, I just find a fascinating movie there, right? So yeah, I'm not saying The Purge 3 is a great movie, I'm seeing that it's just one of those things that I've deemed I like about horror movies, which is this fear this man has and the way he's been able to express it to me in this fascinating way. And that's how I view horror movies. And it's there, right?
I hate that movie.
Yeah,
I haven't even watched that movie. I saw the first one, and I retroactively hate all of those movies. But Andrew said something the other day after it about something somebody else said to him or whatever, and it, I found it funny. And it made me think about, if you think about it, right, The Purge, all crime is fine.
Yes.
So they focus on the raping, the pillaging, the robbing, the this and that. If all crime is fine during the Purge, why has some bank executive not embezzled all the money? Like, all the zeros.
Douglas, put into the bank account. You're having the same problem I'm having, where I am smarter than the screenwriter. That is the problem I have with horror movies. When I was a child and was easily scared, horror movies made sense. There was Children of the Corn and whatnot. Yes. But as I've grown into an adult and my brain started to develop, not for always good reasons. There's a lot of dumb shit in there. But the problem is, I'm usually smarter than most screenwriters. And so when they write things that are supposedly provocative, and then my brain takes 13 seconds to go, wrong, wrong. It's just a series of, nope.
So you're saying
nope.
You're Trump. Yeah, you sit there and you just go, wrong.
Yeah, wrong, no, wrong. Hillary shut up. Killed 9/11. Whatever it is he says.
God damn it, I brought up the election.
He's not funny anymore. It's just sad. So, like what Douglas, the first time I saw The Purge, you forced us all to
Because
you're an awful person.
Wait, didn't you... it was Superman you didn't show up for. You showed up
And I sat there, and as the movie started, and you saw them clamping down on the things... the first thing I said was, so let me get this straight. The richest people in this country know that the purge is coming, and instead of taking a plane and flying away, they've decided, let me stay here and risk death so that these lunatics on the streets can kill each other. Alright, that doesn't make any sense. Alright, let's do logistics. After you've spent one day murdering everybody, who is on cleanup duty the next
day? I've actually thought about
that. And you go, well, that also breaks. That doesn't make any sense. Someone could, say, attack a nuclear silo, blow up half of it, and there'd be no repercussions. You could drive a very large vehicle into, and then you just keep going and going and going. You go, no, this falls apart almost instantly if you apply even the least bit of brain power to it. And you go, well, this movie sucks. And then you go, all right, it's a horror movie, Damon, just ignore all of that. And watch the thing that is supposed to be horrifying. And you go, none of this. You wouldn't be in that situation and let anybody inside. If your son was trapped outside and you knew it was the purge, then he's dead. He can't come back in. They wouldn't even design a system that would allow you to open the door during the purge. If you have a system that shuts down your entire house, all the way, like, storm shutters, like, bomb-proof shit, there's no way, there's a fail-safe in that system that allows you to open anything until the purge is over. That's it. Once you hit that button, you have to die in that house. Because it wouldn't let you outside. It would make any sense.
Not until sunlight hits it.
Because then someone could hack the system and let themselves in. It would have to be, all right, I'm hitting this button. If you love anything outside, it is now dead. And it's dead. It's like, all right, this stupid show is stupid. And then the movie was terrible. On top of that. And that is like, my brain refused to accept that ghosts are real. So that's like Babadook thing.
I couldn't stop laughing.
So
I
think essentially I told you this already. China.
Yeah, basically.
I think I told you this already. I remember when Ghostbusters was coming out. And like, I was excited for Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. And I might have said it out loud in the office. And mm-hmm. this guy beside me was like, I don't believe in ghosts. And I'm like, but you believe in the Force? Because he was like, show to Star Wars. And he's like, touche.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
Like, you could tell there was some religion behind that statement of, like, I don't believe in ghosts. Like, the Force.
No, I don't believe because it's dumb.
Iron Man?
Do you know what I learned today? Speaking of religion.
Science.
Andrew, I was talking to you about Red Barrel the other day, right?
Yeah.
I went on their website and it has a bunch of information, but one of the pieces of information it has is it says to you, by the way, for those of you crazy people who actually want to know what this is, it's like a mail forwarding service into Jamaica from the States. It says that there are certain items that are not allowed to come in legally, something to do with waivers and Jamaican laws and whatever. One of those things are like a specific book. Something
the Quran?
No, something about something from some Chicago printery about demonic demonic rituals. And then finally. It says or books like that.
Okay. So no Harry Potter.
Exactly. And also apparently porn and any obscene material.
Of course.
It's so strange.
Can't let that into the country.
Yeah, can't let that.
I mean, this is Jamaica.
I know.
Keep things clean in this country.
No dirty up Jamaica.
So how do they get it in the shop?
I don't know. Maybe they have a waiver.
They use mail pack.
Mail pack just sends all mail that shit through.
I don't give any fucks.
So apparently we have some arcane
backwards law that is on the book and no one bothered to look at it. Like,
yeah.
Wait, what? That's not a thing.
Look, I've seen what people rent.
I walk on the roadside and see what people buy off the roadside. And there's children walking
those
past.
Those are ones and zeros. Technically, no item is coming through the border, okay?
This world is so stupid when it comes to that. Like, I know I have problems with horror movies.
Ones
and
zeros.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings. Also. We're all stupid.
I hate you, Douglas.
I don't want to like horror movies as well. It's like it's one of the few things that I've just accepted that is not for me. I've written off horror movies like as a genre. And every now and again, you guys bring something and you're like, Demi should watch this or whatever.
And then, so most times the ones we bring you.
Yeah, are carefully vetted.
Yes. I think we'll have a couple of movies we can share with you from the Toronto experience.
They're like, you guys are like, all right, in this sea of horror movies.
Sadako versus Kayako?
Actually, so that movie is not good, right? It isn't. But it's not good for a very specific reason. It's not good because it's a little bit too long and doesn't do what it's supposed to do. Which actually sounds like an overall bad movie. But it's actually a pretty decent movie if you...
Can a director's cut fix it?
Probably.
Yes and no.
Damn it.
Yes, it can. Mm-hmm. Because if you cut up the first two acts, those will be perfect. Because the movie is great in what... It knows exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It does not take itself seriously. Good. And it's done very well. It's kind of at the level of Cabin in the Woods. Yeah, it overstays its welcome. But also, what's it called again? Sadako versus Kayako. So the name of the movie is... It tells you it's a battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Battle takes like 5 minutes. Which is ridiculous.
Mm, okay.
But
it's a letdown.
It's a letdown. Okay. But if you were able to get past that,
right,
then it would be a
I'm trying to think of what horror movie I should be giving him. Off of that list.
It will make itself apparent. When the whole internet is like, finally! And then, like, you guys watch
I really
watch
like that autopsy one. I also liked, even though it doesn't feel really like a horror movie, Raw is awesome.
I totally saw them.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? It was perfect, that movie.
These movies I've never heard of or seen. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Tiff, yeah.
Right?
You're Tiff, yes.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
In spirit.
Okay.
Well,
right.
Well, I mean, the amount of pictures and videos that I sent, I'm sure you felt like you were there.
I definitely felt like I was there. So happy. What do we talk about on this?
We were talking about horror movies.
Right. I don't like them.
You don't like them.
Then Andrew says he likes them, although every time he talks about one, there's like 14 caveats. And then he's like, but then it's not bad. And then Douglas is like, I think I like horror movies. And then if you say, all right, give me 5, he's like, I can't. I have to go to sleep.
It's more
now.
Of a concept than an actuality.
In theory, these scary movies, no, I can't. I don't know what. Prometheus, is that a horror movie? It was horrible. It scared me. That's for sure.
I still don't hate that movie.
Because you've seen it once, decided you
I've
liked
seen it,
it,
I think, twice.
Once.
Tremors is a good horror movie.
I love Tremors.
We said that. Mm-hmm. I love Tremors.
Oh.
When I was young, Damien, the Sci-Fi Channel.
Is Tremors
boy.
Good?
Yes. Is it good? No.
Or Damien, is there anything you want to talk about?
I like it raw.
Oh, baby. We just talked about that movie. You didn't see that movie. You weren't at TIFF.
That's such a disappointment that song.
Yeah, I'm very angry
in that show.
There is Luke Cage we can talk about.
That clip is not.
Which I've only seen like 5 episodes
of
so far. Yeah,
that song is not in that scene. And
I think I fell asleep watching the 6th episode last night.
It made me angry.
No, that's the other comic book movie.
Sure.
Have you tried any of the TV shows we talked about? Have you tried Insecure?
I go through them. Like, I write them down. And then, because I'm now just at You're the Worst and Catastrophe. And you guys told me about that like 6 months ago. But, like, I'm going through the shows that I need
have
to watch.
Have you watched Catastrophe yet?
I have not.
Oh. It's
on Amazon. I don't want to log into Amazon.
I know, Amazon kind of sucks, but...
It is...
Same reason why I still haven't watched Transparent.
Yeah, actually, I agree with you. That's probably why I haven't watched it either.
I don't think it's that funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But you know what show is awesome? Even though it's only one episode, it's one of those pilot shows, but it got picked up, so they will make more.
Let's hope.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm. You guys told me about it.
So
it's still Van Damme.
It's dumb. It's Van. It's like JCVD, but...
I need to watch that again. I remember really liking it.
I remember really liking it.
And have not seen it since.
Super funny.
Like, there's movies and TV shows that I'm watching, but it's not anything.
You know, a TV show I watched and really liked? Easy. Did you watch Easy, the new Netflix? Well, the slightly new, somewhat with, new Netflix
with
show.
With What's Her Face, like from, from Community.
Community.
The girl from Community.
No, that's no, no, Love. No,
that's Love. Oh. That one is decent, too. I like that one.
No, I didn't.
But Easy is, it's actually by a director that I like. And it's 6 episodes, and each episode is kind of different. It's like different stories. It's decent.
Okay.
It's good. I like it. Maron is in one of them, and his, I think his episode is my favorite.
I have too much TV to watch at this point.
It's only 6 half-hour episodes.
No, like by the time I get there, it'll be like a year. So much TV.
You guys, it's all planned out.
No, no, like, I'm literally going through alphabetical and looking at what I have and haven't seen. Like, I've started watching The Blind Spot.
Alphabetical? So you went catastrophe, you're the worst. That's,
why are you watching Blind Spot?
That's an interesting...
Because I have it. My sister and my aunt likes it, and I want to see what they like. I don't. I do not see it. I think that TV show,
I saw the ad and went, no.
Is
which
movie.
One is Blind Spot?
She wakes up with tattoos.
Oh, yeah. So it's Memento.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That
speaking of
TV
movie,
show
TV shows,
El Bado.
Have you seen that Frequency? A shitty movie from like 10 years ago. Now has a shitty television show on a shitty network.
Look,
the CW.
Shooter has a TV show now.
Shooter has a TV show. Oh my god!
Those Who Can't is still incredible, and you guys don't watch it because you're terrible people. And,
Those Who Can't is not good.
I think I might like Those Who Can't more than a other teacher-related TV show with Vice.
Did you finish Vice versus?
Yeah.
Damien, how can... No, no. That's not possible.
The thing is, Douglas, I may... Like... I hate saying this word because it sounds terrible. I'm a comedy nerd.
But Damien...
And there's a lot of...
Like, that show ramps up so
the
hard.
Is, the thing is, Douglas, like... Vice Principals is great because of those two characters.
Yes.
And the shenanigans they get up to.
Yes.
Real, real fast.
Yes.
Those Who Can't is ultra specific. Like, the there's jokes in there, like, littered all over the place. But, like, you need points of reference that I understand why no one, literally nobody else has. They're essentially writing jokes for themselves and, like, the four people that will, like, they've made a show that they're like, all right, listen, we're just going to keep going. But at a certain point, people are just going to have to fall off. And then at the end, it's just going to be the writers and like three more people
so
that enjoy the show.
Essentially,
and I'm one of those people.
Essentially, what you're saying is that they listen to this podcast. And they interpreted that into a television show.
Basically,
this is the television reinterpretation of Tump.
Right.
Why, Andrew, why are we not getting royalties?
I'm bad at business.
It's just like, let's see. We can just write the dumbest jokes, but for ourselves and the people on the cast. This is weird. It's weird that this is this dumb. But I love it. I love it a lot. I'm watching Blind Spot on Younger currently.
Younger.
It is a
Which
TV
is
show about a woman that is old but still looks 20, and she has a daughter that is 20, and that is all the TV show is. Because I have people in my life that watch it, and they seem to enjoy it.
Look, Limitless isn't bad.
Like, I'm doing this in the half chance that one of them turns out to be Crazy Ex-Girlfriend or The Flash. Like, something that on the face is dumb.
Fair enough.
You watch it and you go, no, I like this.
Fair enough.
It is the dumb.
Does Crazy Ex-Girlfriend come back?
I don't know, but I want it to come back.
Probably no-ish. I mean, all the superhero movies TV shows are coming back. And that's
tonight
the CW.
Is Arrow.
Is that
no,
what
tonight
TV,
is Supergirl, I think.
Is that what TV is going to be 10 years from now? Is it just going to be comic book movie, TV shows. Like, that is it. That is all the world will watch.
Listen,
going forward.
We do media and TV and movies in phases. So remember, way back in the day, there were musicals, then there were westerns.
Can we get back to there?
You know.
Lord, please.
Now there are crazy comic book movies. Eventually, something will...
Can I get more westerns and more westerns? Please. Pretty please.
Talk to your boy, Kurt Russell.
I will. Give him that mustache again and a lot of gravel.
Let's don't go. Make me horse laugh.
I'm going to go home. No, it's too long.
Damn it. Yeah, that one is long.
Why does Quentin Tarantino have to make his movies 19 hours long?
Tomahawk isn't that long, but I think it's still long.
I just skipped to where it gets incredible. Oh, look, I am 1 hour and 20 minutes into this movie. Hunt for Wilder Peters.
Such a good movie. But she's not called Social Services.